live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it, didn't understand, you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall.
Welcome back in the zone.
So say that you're not alone, say that you're not alone.
Good to be here on a lovely Wednesday. No Wally today, he is out, but we still appreciate our friends from Deltic Timber regardless.
What's up, Deltic Timber?
Pretty soon, I'll be pumping this jam in my car on the way to Hot Springs, Arkansas, because Oaklawn Racing and Gaming, while it's open today, will have live racing again in just a few short weeks, and we are joined now by David Longinati, the director of racing. He's actually
got
to you have to change titles every so often, like the old gangsters in Vegas, right? You'll be food and beverage next year.
Well, no, I certainly hope not.
Okay. Well, you're doing a great job as a director of racing, so I'd stay put.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Direct away,
my
buddy.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How you doing?
Doing great.
So,
sound good.
There was some news that came out. General admission fees waived for 2015. So, I just always thought the $2 at the gate was sort of a kind of an official way to help keep count of people and not so much a moneymaker deal. Do you have any idea what kind of receipts you guys pulled from the gates on the $2 per head?
Well, I mean, when we looked at doing this, hey, we did this for one reason, mainly for one reason, and that reason is to simply thank our racing fans who've been so faithful to us throughout this huge construction project that we've been dealing with for the past 18 months. So we just determined that we're going to, thank them by, not charging admission for 2015 live racing season. We don't know exactly, what it's going to cost us, but it's, we expect it'll be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But that's okay.
Man, that's a good deal. You know, things are going well. I wish I didn't need hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's a good thing. Well, I appreciate the fact that you guys are giving back. What's the update on the construction?
Well, it's okay. I'm not going to give, any kind of a bonus or raise this year, but that's okay.
For the fans,
I'm willing to sacrifice.
Listen.
Just kidding.
You know what, though? You're going to get that much more love from everybody in Arkansas, and that's worth a lot more than any kind of bonus.
Yeah, right.
That ain't going to put food on the table, but nevertheless. What's the construction update? Where are we on all that?
We are almost done. Our new gaming area is open now. It's not completely 100% finished. We do have one new restaurant open, the Silk's Bar and Grill, which is already open and has been open for a couple of weeks. Pop's Lounge will reopen here in a couple of days. We will be completely open and have the entire, you'll be able to get the full experience before the end of the year. Probably by January 31st, we'll all be 100% completely done, have about 50% more gaming space. Poker will return, electronic poker will return for the poker fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll hopefully get that done about December 30th, somewhere around there, and then we start racing about 8 or 9 days later.
Where is Silk's Bar and Grill located?
Silk's Bar and Grill is located in the new gaming area.
Okay.
Anyway,
it's a sit-down restaurant?
It's a sit-down restaurant, kind of a sports bar atmosphere.
Sweet.
Great menu items. It's very, very nice food.
I'm excited about this. Well, good. That's a good deal.
Lots of big screen TVs all around to watch all your favorite sporting events.
Oh, that's perfect. This is getting better all the time. I love it. So I know you already have horses on site. What did you guys end up with as far as barns available, horse headcount? Do you guys keep up with that? I mean, do you have numbers on that?
Oh, yeah, obviously. As a matter of fact, the count as of this morning was 599. We have room. We have stalls for about 1,550 horses.
For how many?
About 1,550.
Woo!
So we're a little bit better than a third of the way full. We probably won't be completely full until right, before we start racing. But we did have, we had about 3,000 requests for about 1,500 stalls. So until we can figure out how to put two horses in every stall, we're stuck with about 1,500. But from what I understand, there are a lot of farms and training centers, around us in Garland County, a couple in Saline County, and they are full as well.
Do you have any additional grounds to build additional stalls?
We have a little bit more property. In our barn, adjacent to our barn area that we're looking at the current time with the intention of perhaps one day being able to expand in that direction and build some additional barns.
Is this a first-come, first-serve situation as far as barn space, or can they, like, reserve it a year out? Is there a website called barns.com that they go on to and log in? How does that work?
Well, the way it works, we have a they submit, every trainer submits a stall application, and in that stall application is they basically include past performances for all the horses they expect to have here. Then we have a stall committee that's headed by our racing secretary, Pat Pope, and general manager, Eric Jackson, myself, a few others. We go through all the stall applications and determine what horses best fit our racing program. And so, you know, the goal is to get the most horses that look to fit our racing program the best.
Well, you're going to have maybe the best class ever. I mean, the purses keep going up, so I would think that it's going to be about as good as anybody has, if not better than everybody else has, so it should be a lot of fun. We start January 9th, that's the Friday, opening day of season, and we were talking about the fact that the racing season starts before the national championship football game is pretty crazy, but pretty awesome. We're ready.
Well, yeah, we're a month away.
I know. It's wild. Less than a month away. Today is December 10th.
Actually, so yeah, 30 days.
How about that? I'm ready to roll. So
there you go.
Now, do you get any time off between now and then, or you grinding all the way through?
No, we're grinding from here on out.
Okay. Well, listen, we may not talk to you again, so I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch up with you on January 9th, if not before.
Absolutely.
January 9th, are we out there?
I don't know, but I'm going to be there. And don't forget the first Oak Lawn Race Day show with me and my boy Money Saturday morning on the 10th.
Exactly.
Are we scheduled to be out there to the zone, scheduled to be out there to kick off the season? Should I write that in my...
Pat wants to be like on a... He wants to do, like, instead of a pace car, like a pace horse. He wants to get out there on some
sort
of...
Well, just plan on being here regardless.
Yes, you know what?
Go ahead and put it in your planner that you're going to be here.
I will say the folks at the Arlington took such good care of us during the Hot Springs Documentary Film Fest. We may just go down and spend a couple days at Arlington.
That's my boy down there.
That is. Pat loves that place. And he's kind of a... Pat's become a bit of a gangster historian.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your guy?
Oni Madden.
He loves Oni Madden.
The whole history of it. It's pretty. It's a The Arkansas Godfather. What a fascinating book.
Ironic twist. Not a lot of people know this. Oni Madden, of course, is the great, great, great grandfather of Steve Madden. And he always was known for his beautiful shoes.
They said,
Oni, what great footwear.
Lonzo, you're not buying this, right?
Absolutely not.
That a boy.
All right.
Although I went to school at right across the street from where the Maddens lived.
Really?
Exactly. My grade school, St. John's Elementary School, is right across the street from where they lived.
Now there's, of course, a city ordinance where no gangsters can live within 100 yards of a school, so that sucks. But back in the day, it was no big deal. Is that place owned by...
Mr. Madden had already passed away by the time I got there, but his widow, Mrs. Madden, anytime we had raffle tickets or anything along those lines to sell, everyone made a mad dash to her house because she'd buy a bunch.
That's funny. What
the little candy bars, the raffle tickets.
Oh yeah, baseball back in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Is she? Is somebody still living there, or is it still open?
I think it's a commercial business at this point. Okay. Now. I'm not quite sure.
Okay,
like as in the Oni Madden business?
No. Like somebody's running. Somebody's selling Tommy guns out of there now.
Oh, come on. Oh,
okay,
that's funny though.
All right. Or chocolate bars. It'd be funny if they were selling candy out of there now.
Hey, I'd buy it.
I know you would. David, we appreciate
Gangsta
the time.
Gangsta bars.
We'll see you soon.
Good hearing from you guys.
Happy holidays, my friend.
All right, see you in about 30 days.
Very good. About 30-ish, give or take.
Well, exactly 30 days. Okay. We'll just go ahead and pin it in.
Done.
All right, bye-bye.
Ink, thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Dave.
All right. There you go. Save your $2. That's $2 more than I'm going to win on a horse. Roger and I were having debates about the great horse names yesterday. We were trying to decide if there was ever a horse named like...
Okay, how many letters?
Bill.
Here's a little trivia
Down
for
the
you.
Stretch comes Bill!
Here's a little trivia. Matthew, you can pipe in if you want. How many letters are you allowed?
18, I think.
Very good. And that includes spaces.
Yes.
That includes spaces. Yeah. Very good. Right. You know, when we go down to Hot Springs, on the way is Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
True.
Kevin Wilson, K-Dub. You ever heard of him?
I have.
Rodney Moneyback Plaque is over there as well. The website, LandersChrysler.com. That's 24/7. If you want to go and see old Gingerhead himself,